As always, it starts with a sigh. In a house that was empty for once, as the snow falls outside in the wilderness, cold and harsh and bitter. But inside here, the iron grip of winter is already beginning to soften, languidly stretching. All toasty and warm, we reveled among sighs and shadows as the moment came to lay a simple breath upon your skin. Just the merest of breaths, that was all. That was all it took. That was all it ever took. Just the slightest of touches, and sometimes just the suggestion of a thought was sufficient. A simple breath, as I closed the distance from above, your breast heaving in anticipation, knowing it was never gonna be that simple. Already beginning to feel the latent heat rising inside you as you begged me to touch you under your breath. I simply breathed deeply. It was a warm, hot monsoon of a breath, exhaled so slowly to wash over your pink nipple like some kind of magical spell, knowing it was just warm enough to register, knowing how it would start to make you tingle and tighten everywhere. I reached out the very tip of my tongue and achingly gently made contact with the very slightest tip of your nipple, circling minutely just to moisten the top of that tip, feeling the quiver that ran through you as you held your breath, seeing the sea of goosebumps that raised around my mouth, racing in waves across the flesh of the curve of your breast. As I exhaled again, fuller and warmer this time, feeling you let loose the softest of moans as I did so. And how I smiled in delight, knowing just how much this would be turning you on, knowing just how sensitive your flesh was, knowing that the aching feeling inside you would soon begin to manifest somewhere as it began to fight to need to be loosed, but also hiding and swirling until it was ready to be free. Such womanly currents swirled and soared behind that gentle voice. I shifted my head and lazily dragged a wet circle around this pink island with the moist wet tip, leaving a glistening trail as it surrounded your stiffened bud of isolated desire. I watched your areola puffing up and relished in this purest sign of fucking enjoyment. It's unfakeable, a notion of the anticipation now flooding through you. Leaning down, I took you eagerly into my mouth, gently swirling my tongue around you, leaving you trembling and gasping, chest heaving, as I then withdrew and gazed upon my handiwork. You made me do that, you fucking minx. Taking another breath into me, I pursed my lips into a soundless whistle and blew upon you. voice and flesh, knowing how it would concentrate the chill I wanted you to feel. Too bad we already drank all the ice cubes, as I knew how you would love to have had me hold one and let it drip as it lazily melted. Actually, I already know how much you loved where else that could happen. Earlobes? Yep. Nipples? Oh, God, yes. Drip, drip, dripping down your pink and swollen slit. Fuck you, you would have said with a gasp, as I think I'd giggled at the time. I shift myself against you, just so you can feel a taste of how my warmth is also beginning to enjoy this too. Being in the position to tantalize, to feel your reaction, and then build upon it, feeling and seeing you begin to overheat and unravel. It's a slow, and it's a beautiful process, and it's already building. I can feel it, so then I reach across with my other hand and softly, barely touching your skin, circle silkily around and around in random movements, sometimes brushing your other nipple, sometimes racing away before returning, sometimes infinitely caressing every bump and whirl, every Montgomery gland across it. You now have two realms of sensation to concentrate you, to tantalize you, to beguile you. I hear your breathing quicken, soft moans fighting free from you, as my mouth settles firmly upon one, and my fingers begin to press a little harder upon the other, as I start to let my own hunger loose now, buying into the moment, to feel you begin to unwind, to lead you where you need to be, willing and trusting. I suck gently at first, feeling your warm flesh pressing into my mouth as I open wider, wanting to take in the whole of the areola, and then graze my tongue against you, flicking and licking as I suck a little harder and press the flat of my tongue now harder still, as I sense just how erect and hot you've become by my earnest efforts, gasping and crying out gently at the pressure and the sensation as I roil against you and ebb and slow the pressure of my mouth, pressing you to my teeth, needing to just force you into a different sense of contact. My other hand presses harder too, not wanting to be outdone as it circles, sometimes catching the hunted nipple between my fingers, whence I gently and firmly close them together, then press and roll harder and quicker, as friction then squeezes you out of reach. And so I rove again, and repeat my tactile game.